You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 70.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years and help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. Social media. What should I post and when? That is one of the most common questions I get asked. What should I post on social media? Which platform should I post on? How often should I post? Like everything in marketing, it depends on a lot of factors. What you're trying to achieve, who you're talking to, who your audience is. So today we're going to talk about when I should post. And this will be a two-part series. In the second part, we'll talk about what to post. Mari Smith, the Queen of Facebook, says you should post 5 to 6 Facebook posts a week and never skip the weekend, because that's when most people are looking. Neil Patel from Quick Sprout says 16 to 30 times a month, and for bigger fan bases, every day. Brendan Brashard says 5 times a day. Louise Myers, the social media expert, says at least 3 times a week. HubSpot says that the pages that have under 10,000 fans experience 50% drop in engagement on their posts if you post more than once a day. As you can see, everyone has their own opinion and it's vastly different. And these are experts in their field. So back to the original question, is how often should I post? The thing to remember that all the suggestions from these experts are averages and generalizations. So you need to know what works for your business page, your fan page. Whether it's Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, even LinkedIn or any other social media platform, you need to test and measure your own pages. So where should you start with your social media posts? Be consistent. Make sure you add value. Ask your audience and test and measure. So when we're thinking about be consistent, start with the number of posts that you can regularly achieve. Try a few a week or one most days. If you can provide enough good quality content, then try some more. So remember to add value. Don't just post for the sake of posting. Don't spread yourself too thin. And if you can't post a variety of good quality posts and different types, then scale it back to what you can achieve. Ask your audience. Vary the type of content that you are posting and ask your audience what they would like to see you post. Once you have a few posts added to your platform, go to the insights or the analytics and see which posts are getting the most interaction engagement, and that way you can test and measure. See when the best time for your posting is on your business page and keep a record. Then do more of what's working. Tweak what is not. And do this slowly so you don't throw away all your hard work. There could be a number of external factors that are affecting your performance. So it may be a case of your actual post is working, but it was at the wrong time. So keeping good records will allow you to determine this. And it will also allow for seasonal events that may increase or decrease your reach. So if you've got a record of it, that way you'll be aware of what's going on for the next time that particular event is coming up or the change of the season. Depending on your business, think about these events and the times of year that you can look ahead for, things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Easter, other holidays, special days like love a pet, that would be perfect for a vet or somebody in the pet industry, Secretary's Day, Teacher's Day, Nurse's Day. There's lots and lots. So have a look and see what you can see. And then think about things like change of season. We have a client that's involved in roofing, so he's always aware of when there's storms because that could affect your roofing. Or if you were a tree chopper, then you could think about with the storms coming up. Now, obviously, you need to be careful, but you can always put out a message to say there's a storm and to be careful. And have a plan. As many people know, the worst thing for writers is writer's block, a blank sheet of paper staring back at you. Or these days, it would be a blank Word document. The worst thing that you can do when you're sitting down to do your social media posting is have a blank screen. So have a plan. What days and times of the week are you going to post on? Do your research and see what days and times work best for you. So have a look at your analytics. We were doing some work for an Airbnb client, and their best days to post was Thursday and Friday. Monday and Tuesday were bad days to post because people had already had the weekend and they weren't planning ahead far enough for the next weekend. Do your plan for at least 3 months if you can. Add in all the special days, the seasons, the events, and anything else that you can to encourage good content. That way, when you sit down to do your scheduling, you will know exactly when to post. Now, a bit of a word of warning on posting and scheduling too far ahead. You need to make sure that you keep a regular eye on it. Just in case there's been some major event or local or world event that may affect it, and that you need to be a bit sensitive about what you are posting. If you'd scheduled something a few weeks or a few months ago, your wording might not be correct, so just be aware. In 2 weeks' time, we'll talk about what to post, the different types of content, and the different ways that you can post that content. So I hope you come back and listen to that. Next week on Small Business Talk, our special guest will be talking about how to grow your business through collaborations. That is a great interview. So I look forward to seeing you then. Bye for now.
Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads. For all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.